DeMarcus, yeah, you know, he's I commend him for that, because he's that shows how much he enjoys being a part of this team. You know, he's going both ways. He's playing tight end. He has to play on the defensive line. So that goes a long way, you know, with what we're trying to do. I think the coach has been doing a lot of that. He always asks questions every now and then, but the coaches, they took it upon their responsibility to help him learn as much as he possibly could, but not give him too much, because this offense, it's a different kind of offense. There's a lot to learn, a lot you need to know in order for you to get out there. So. Say that again. I think Alex Boone, he's come a long way. I remember when he first got here, you know, he's being tested. But, you know, as far as growing up and maturing and things like that and taking care of his assignments, I think he's doing a great job with that. Yeah, I mean, them guys, they watch me. I normally try to lead by example. You know, a lot of the leading that I do is done by example. And when these guys come in, they tend to follow me and ask me questions and look at me and things like that. And I expect them to, because that's how I was when I was a young guy coming in. I looked up to Eric Johnson and the guys that were in front of me. And because when you do that, you get an opportunity to learn opportunity to craft yourself, you know, at the position.
Your knowledge of the offense really came to life in the postseason, where everything kind of came together. At this point in the training camp, how much more quickly are things coming to your meeting room and on the field? Can you explain the difference?
Well, since I've been here, we've never been in an offense, you know, back to back, like this. To be able to come back, it makes it a lot easier on me and my teammates, because, you know, we come in and we're familiar with everything. We heard it. It's the same, pretty much the same offense that we ran a year ago. So it takes the burden off our back, and we're able to come in comfortably and learn and work on the little things.
To add to that question, Vernon, you haven't had this kind of depth with a lot of senior running backs since you've been here. You have so many different packages. Create all the players you have. It's got to be exciting to think.
Yeah, it is exciting, man. We got players all over the place. And it's great, because, you know, the more we add to this thing, the more we can win. So to get guys like Randy Moss and Manningham, I mean, it's just those are just big pieces that we can add, as well as Brandon Jacobs. My analysis of the game, we've got a lot of young guys that's willing to go to war. They're ready to go. And that's what makes it exciting, because we got these guys who come in, they don't know what the future holds for them, but what you do see is those guys they're willing to work. You know, they're guys that, you know, when you look at them, you know that you can use them on your team. So that's the exciting thing about it. We got a lot of guys competing, just trying to get a spot on this team, and it makes it a lot more exciting.
Brent, you've had a routine of back in practice, you'll go catch those extra balls, big challenge. Scott, Randy Boston joining you for those sessions, and what's that like?
Certain days he picks and chooses days to come and join me. It's been cool. It's been really cool, because, you know, I get a chance to work with a future Hall of Famer, which is pretty nice. But Randy, he's just a guy. He's just a special guy, a great individual that wants to work. He's just, you know, he's not over the top. You know, he's all about the team, and, you know, he fits right in. You know, he's very humble, and whether you believe it or not, he jokes around a lot. Sometimes he jokes around too much.
What balls do you
Yeah. We do a routine where we catch about 15 straight. Then we turn to each side and we do it, but we do it with resistance. He'll hold my elbows and I have to reach out and catch, kind of like with if it was real life. Someone's holding your arms and you got to reach out and catch the ball.
The same way, I mean, you hold
him. I do him the same way, yeah.
Guys that you can learn from, is there anything you've learned from Randy Moss during those practice sessions in terms of, you know, his advice and his...
Just his attitude, the way he approached practice, the way he approached the game. It's we approach it in similar ways, as a matter of fact. You know, he comes to work. He you know, he's excited to be out there, and he's just all work. And, you know, I see some of the similar values in him that I see in myself. And it's that's one of the great things of having him around. It's, you know, we can come to each other and we can compete and we can, you know, just keep getting each other better. It feels good. It's good. It was great getting Crabtree back because, I mean, he's a good player, man. He's a good player. He adds a lot to this team. You know, he's a playmaker. He's willing to work. His attitude is awesome, and he wants to get back to the playoffs again and hopefully make it to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to have four quarterbacks, especially having Alex Smith. He's gotten so much better at everything. I mean, they're really drilling him, making sure that he got all the knowledge that he needs to have to get out there on the field. Not only that, they're working on all the mechanics that he needs to use throughout the game and things like that. So he's come a long way.